May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today's sermon, I remembered a little bit of history, and basically it deals with the first few lines in Galatians and also towards the end of the Gospel, where it says, from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Anyway, some translations, instead of using the word disciplinarian, they use the word tutor. Now, Paul knew that the law was a very true and needed part, but not the most important. And we know what the most important is, Jesus Christ. But anyway, in Greek homes, there was a very, very special servant, and I don't know if I'm going to say the word right, but pedagogos. That servant was always an old and very trusted friend, a highly trusted and longtime servant who had high morals, excellent character, excellent values. He was above reproach. Now, these particular servants, the pedagogos, they were in charge of the child's moral welfare. They felt that high morals and high values were needed to come to true manhood. And under the pedagogos, the child would acquire these qualities. Now, that servant's duty was to bring the child to and from school. He didn't do any of the teaching, but his duty was to be sure that the child made it safely to school and then safely back home. Paul felt, and I think you can see where this is going, Paul felt that this was the function of the Torah, the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. It was to bring us to safety, to lead us into truth, to lead us to Christ, the teacher. And then once one had come to Christ, we are dependent not on the law, but on Jesus' teaching, his grace, and his truth. If we truly come to Jesus, following God's holy Ten Commandments, following the law, following the Torah, is a given. In other words, we can really love God and do whatever we want, because if we really love God, what we want to do is to serve him and obey him and follow him as he deserves. That's our choice. We can either accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and teacher, or ignore him. So as we celebrate Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, and also reflect and still remember our Advent teachings, we can choose either yes for Jesus, having him in our lives each and every day, or we can choose no. But if we remember in Advent, we hear a lot about being stirred up with Christ. In other words, can you see, like, all of us kind of like in a pot, being stirred up together so that we can serve him? When we're stirred up by the Holy Spirit, by God the Father, through Jesus Christ, we're stirred up in our hearts for the common good, for the world, and for each and every one of us. We also realize from today's college, and from our everyday life and how we know the Lord, that he has poured his all on us. He has poured his all into us. Jesus has given us his life, and he brings us back to God. And while we're on earth, Jesus gives us the ability to be little Christ for him on earth. The ability to shine with his joy, shine with his love and patience and forgiveness. We are to shine Jesus' way, his truth, and his life. So we can ask ourselves, so why did Jesus come? What did he come for? Yes, for our salvation. But what else did he come for? What did he come for? Not just us, but to bring all of us, the entire world, back to God the Father. He came to help us receive the gift of faith that God presents to each and every one in his creation. Jesus also comes back to teach us, to grow us up in faith. So we can choose, are we going to be grown-ups in faith? Do we still need a tutor or a disciplinarian, a pedagogos? Or have we been able to receive Christ and taken that step of faith into our new life with Christ, our brother, our Savior, and our teacher? And I did find this one short story. It's in one of my favorite books. And it's called The Lamplighter, and it's about faith. Because life, as we all know, can become very difficult. The story is called The Lamplighter by Marilyn McAuley. As a young man, the lamplighter led a tough, wayward life. Some years after becoming a Christian, a former friend taunted him about his new lifestyle. The lamplighter finally said, "Well, the only way that I can explain it is this. As I go down the street, snuffing out the lamps, and I turn around, I see all that is dark. That is how it was before I met Christ. However, when I continue down the street, the lamps before me light my path. That is how it is with Christ." The man asked, "And how is it when you snuff out all the lamps?" The lamplighter said, "The dawn is coming." Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of faith, for your love, your patience, your forgiveness, but most of all, for your steadfast love to each and every one of us. We ask that you enlighten our hearts so that we can shine out your joy, your love, and your peace, and share that with every single one that we meet. In Jesus' name we pray.